Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
Okay, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and hope you're doing well. Hope you are enjoying the spring. It has been a little tough weather-wise, been a little tough to get out here in the Midwest where we're at, but maybe it's a little warmer where you are. One of the things that I always anticipate when we get to spring and summer, of course, is baseball. And we have with us today an up-and-coming baseball player. His name is Jacob Stallings, and he is a catcher in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. He has been in the minors for the most part. He is a young player. He was drafted out of North Carolina University in 2012 and made his major league debut in 2016 with the Pirates. But he's been up and down with the Pirates. You know, when you're a young player, they can call you up when they need you, and they can send you back down to Indianapolis, the AAA team, when they don't need you. And he's been kind of up and down. He finished the year last year with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's done pretty well with the Pirates. He's been in 10 games, and of course that's not a lot of games, but in the 10 games that he's been in, he has hit .379, which is really tremendous, and he has gotten no homers, 5 RBIs, and so he's done pretty well. So I think he's going to be able to stay one of these days. In fact, he even has a stolen base in there. But currently, and we just saw him play the other day with the Indianapolis Indians, he's hitting almost .300, plays probably pretty close to every day, and he's still got no homers, 10 RBIs, and does a really fine job with the Indians, and I think he's going to get up to the Pirates organization. But the thing that, of course, that we have Jacob Stallings with us is the fact that he is a solid Christian ball player who has Jesus Christ at the center of his life. And, you know, that's very, very important. One of the things that I enjoy is watching baseball and watching players and finding out exactly what they're all about. And I think in baseball now, I know it's true in other sports too, and this happens just because I'm probably a little closer to baseball than I am in some other sports. But in baseball, you seem to get a lot of players who, it's kind of an everyday job for them. In fact, I always call baseball kind of a lunch bucket job. You know, you go to work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you get off about midnight just about every day, you go to work, they probably work 6 days a week, and that means they have to be there on Saturdays and Sundays, and sometimes they'll get a day off to travel, but for the most part, baseball players work from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till midnight, and you just get a chance to get to know them a little better, so that's really been a lot of fun. So Jacob Stallings is our guest. We will take a break, and when you come back, you'll hear about Jacob's career and also hear about his Christian testimony. So don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us, and today we've got a guest in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. His name is Jacob Stallings. He is a catcher currently with the Indianapolis Indians, the Pirates AAA team. But, Jacob, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
It can be brutal to be a catcher, particularly on nights like tonight when it's going to be in the 90s and you get a lot of foul tips and all that. What made you decide to be a catcher?
Well, you know, growing up, my little league team, our catcher got hurt. He hurt his arm, and so they needed somebody to catch in a tournament that we were in, and I had never caught before. And so they just threw me back there, and I started throwing a bunch of guys out and that sort of thing. And I loved it instantly. Just being in every pitch, and I played third base before that, so third base was kind of boring, and yeah. So I loved catcher, yeah.
I hear there's some new technology coming out with masks, all the different type of metals that they're using. Have you been able to experience that, or is that something you look forward to using?
Yeah, I haven't used the new masks yet, but we've been using this year a sensor. I have a sensor in my helmet every game, and every time I get hit, it records it and like the severity of it, and so you know, anything to take care of us and just with the concussions and all that kind of stuff going around is very helpful.
Being a catcher, you are certainly in control. First of all, you're in control of the pitcher, but you're really in control of the whole game. Right. What are some of the important parts of being a catcher besides just knowing when what pitches to call and taking care of the guy on the mound?
Well, you got to know how to communicate with your pitchers. I mean, anytime you get in a tough situation, you got to know how to talk to them and how what they'll respond to. And then other than that, just knowing game situations, knowing where you're at in the lineup, maybe if you want to pitch around one guy to pitch to the next guy, if you have a little better of a matchup, and, you know, just being aware of stuff like that.
You just recently had a chance to go up to the big league club. You had a chance to play for the Pirates. Tell me about the difference in going from minor league ball to major league ball.
I made my big league debut against the Cubs in Chicago. So I was at Wrigley Field on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. So in the first inning when I ran out there, kind of looked around and couldn't find an empty seat in the whole place. So so that was a little different. But then having to pitch to guys like Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo and guys like that made it a little tougher, too.
Yeah, I know that, of course, the whole atmosphere can be completely different. What were your thoughts when they told you you're going up?
Well, when they told me, Dean, our manager, our AAA manager, called me when I was at the airport going to Chicago, and he was like, you know, make sure your family's there. I think it's going to be a special night for you. I think you're going to play. And so when he told me I was playing, I got all nervous and, you know, tight stomach and all that kind of stuff. But now that I'm able to look back on it, you know, I mean, obviously it's something that I've worked hard for, and I feel incredibly blessed to get to experience playing a big league game because not many guys get to do that.
And I'm sure you're going back. In fact, your second game now, the first game's on the road at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
You come home to PNC Park, and you get a chance to play against the Giants, and you get a hit, and it's a double.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Any sort of relaxation between game one, game two?
Not really. I was just as nervous for game two, but you know, when we came home, and you know, I kind of was able to slow things down and looked at who we were facing for the Giants. I saw we were facing Bumgarner, then Cueto, then Samardzija, and it was kind of like, well, that's three really good arms right there. How am I going to get a hit off one of them? But and then I faced Cueto and got a hit off him. You know, my whole family was there, and my college coaches were there, so it was just a cool, very cool moment.
Yeah, let's talk about your family a little bit. You've got kind of a unique situation in that your dad is Kevin Stallings, who is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Panthers basketball team, 17 years at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
What did he teach you? You've got some inside knowledge there from an experience standpoint. Yeah. What did he teach you?
You know, when I think back to my dad kind of shaping me as an athlete, I go back to when I played soccer and I was in elementary school, and it was raining and cold during one of my games. And when we pulled up to the field, he said, everybody else is going to let the rain and the cold get to them. Don't let the elements affect how you play. And I just always, I don't know why I remember that. It's just kind of one of those memories that sticks in your head as a kid. But, you know, I just always remembered that, and just little things like that, just, you know, kind of mentally bringing it every day and never taking a day off, because I mean, really, you're just cheating yourself if you take days off and don't use opportunities to get better.
Of course, there's a tremendous amount of pressure being in a Southeast Conference coach. I think he went to six NCAA tournaments in 15 years, and then, as always happens, for whatever reason, he had a good year, and the administration decided to part with him, and he went to Pittsburgh. But there's got to be a lot of pressure on the family. What was it like growing up with him? All that time growing up with him, and as he was the head coach at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you know, it was harder when I was younger, I think, because you know, my friends were all into SEC sports, and so whenever his team would lose, they'd kind of give me a hard time about it. And you know, just being a kid, you don't really know how to handle it yet. But you know, as I got a little older, learned to handle it better, and you know, my sisters are younger than me, so you know, seeing them kind of go through the same things I went through, I was able to help them with a little bit, which was, I think, helped them. It's hard, you know, I wouldn't change it because I don't really know anything else. But you know, I love going to his games, I love cheering for his teams, and And yeah, I mean, you know, when he got the Pittsburgh job this year and decided to leave Vanderbilt, it was definitely a shock for me because, I mean, he'd been there 16 or 17 years, and but he's excited and he's really enjoying Pitt, so I'm happy for him.
How about the irony of you being a member of the Pirates and him going to Pittsburgh and you getting called up? That's really got to be ironic. And I know you're very close to your dad.
I am, yeah. He was the best man in my wedding. It is ironic. I don't really know. It's convenient, too, because he was just able to drive about 10 minutes and come to the Pirates games when we were in Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's obviously a dream if I can, you know, make it with the big league team and stick with the big league team. I know that I have a lot of work to do probably before that happens. But, you know, certainly it's pretty funny that it worked out that way.
Jacob Stallings is our guest. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about him. So don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Jacob Stallings is our guest. He's the catcher for Pittsburgh Pirates. He's had a couple of games with them, and now with the Indianapolis Indians. Talking about the fact that you went out and played for the Pirates and then came back, how was it coming back?
You know, it was good. I had an idea that my time up there might be brief just because, you know, they've been hit with the injury bug a little bit, especially at catcher. And so, you know, I was just trying to take it day by day and enjoy it as much as I could. You know, coming back, it's nice to come back to teammates that you've been playing with. I've been playing with most of these guys for 2 and 3 years now. And, you know, to kind of be able to share the stories with them was really a cool thing to get to experience.
I know your faith is very important to you, too. Tell us a little bit about what it means to have Jesus Christ in your life.
Oh, man, where do I start? You know, my faith is something that I kind of grew into. It wasn't something that, I guess, you know, I grew up Catholic and I went to a Christian high school. But, you know, I didn't really understand what it meant to be a true Christian and a believer until I got to college. And that's when I really consider myself. I mean, I grew up my whole life going to church and obviously, like I said, the Christian high school. But I think in college is when I really became a true believer. I had a teammate. He was a senior on the team, Mike McKee. And he's a pastor now. And, you know, I walked into the locker room one day and he was talking about a book that he had read, and it ended up being More Than a Carpenter, and by
Josh McDowell.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's my favorite book. I carry it in my backpack everywhere I go, and I just heard him talking about, you know, the historical proof that you know, Jesus Christ obviously was a real person, and the only debate is about, you know, whether he is who he said he was. And so this book, you know, lines out the arguments, and I was just like, you know, I just kind of slapped me in the face, and I was like, man, you know, this is pretty black and white for me. And that's when I think I really took a step forward in my faith and really started integrating it into my life.
Yeah, you're on a team, of course, that there's a lot of different people coming from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different cultures. In fact, as we look around, there's probably people within a few feet of us that are from different nations.
Yeah.
How do you handle being a Christian in a clubhouse like this that has so many different cultures?
You know, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, you don't want to overstep your bounds, I think, and you know, maybe start talking about it too soon. What I try to do is just build the relationship first, the friendship, and, you know, just wait for that perfect opportunity. But, you know, the Pirates do a really good job. They always make chapel accessible to us on Sundays. And, you know, I mean, honestly, faith is a big part to them as an organization. And so it's, you know, that makes it easier. But, you know, you run into a lot of different personalities and a lot of different stuff. You know, some people, obviously Christians, some atheists who, you know, honestly kind of go out of their way and try to seek you out and argue with you. I mean, it's happened to me a lot of times. And so, you know, I just try to be humble. Just try to say, well, it's not me. You know, I have Jesus Christ to thank for everything. Like, nothing special about me.
You got a teammate here, Justin Masterson, who's been on Face to Face, and not only a strong Christian, but a veteran major leaguer with Boston Red Sox, with Cleveland, now kind of rehabbing his career a little bit.
Yeah.
What's Justin mean to you?
Justin's actually my locker mate. We have lockers right next to each other. You know, as I've gotten to know Justin, I mean, he's just, he's an incredible guy. I mean, his dad's a pastor, so he grew up, you know, going to church, and I've actually leaned on him a lot for advice with how to handle baseball, and you know, something I kind of get into trouble with sometimes is making baseball my God, and making baseball come first, and you know, through talking with him, he's kind of brought me back down to earth, and like, just helped me realize, you know, pray about it, pray about your problems, and then just giving me advice. I mean, he's a major league all-star. I mean, he knows how to handle. He's been through pretty much probably everything that I'll go through.
Yep.
And so he's a great guy to lean on.
Has there been anybody in the sports world from a spiritual standpoint on your team or another team or any other than Justin that you really kind of look up to?
You know, I would probably say Mike Matheny, the manager of the Cardinals. He has a book out, and in it he talks a lot about his faith and his, you know, how he integrates that into his job, and which is obviously the manager of the Cardinals. And I was a big Cardinal fan growing up, and so he was my favorite player. So it's cool, probably 10, 15 years later when I watched him play, I read his book, and I didn't even know he was a believer back when I was cheering for him. But to learn that, you know, just was really cool for me.
Yeah, the Matheny Manifesto is the book. In fact, it's on our website.
Is it?
And actually, people can get it through our website, and it's a very good book. Listen, I know you got to go. You got a team meeting. We don't want to hold you from that. I know you can be penalized for being late. But one thing I'd like to close with is this. I know I asked you if you had a favorite verse, and you said not really. But tell me what your favorite book in the Bible is.
My favorite book is Romans, if I have to answer. I love the Gospels, especially John. But honestly, anything Paul writes, I'm just all over it. I mean, I love Paul as a writer, and I mean, he's just so passionate and so devoted right now. I'm reading through Ephesians right now, and you know, he's talking about him being imprisoned and how he's using it to spread the word of God. And I mean, anything Paul writes is just, you know, it's just, I love reading because he's so passionate, and it's just like, man, if he can, under those circumstances, if he can be that positive and that devoted to Christ, I mean, nothing should be able to keep me from spreading the word. So I love reading anything Paul writes.
Well, Jacob, it certainly is, and I think you could be a Paul. I know that Paul, of course, had this dramatic change and went through and went all over the world preaching the gospel, and you're going to get that opportunity too, I hope so. I hope you have a great career with the Pirates and come along real well. We appreciate you being on Face to Face.
I appreciate it a lot.
All right, Jacob Stallings, the future catcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Jacob Stallings. Jacob's dad is Kevin Stallings, who played for Purdue University, played basketball for Purdue University, and he has been the head coach of University of Pittsburgh, which is kind of ironic since Jacob's in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, but he's been the head basketball coach at the University of Pittsburgh, just lost his job, and you know how that happens. You know, college coaches, if you don't win a certain amount of games, they move you along, but Kevin Stallings is a good coach. He'll turn up somewhere. I'm not sure where he's going to be, but I've had the opportunity to spend some time with Jacob beyond just the interview that we did, and get a chance to pray with him once in a while, get a chance to text him, get a chance just to find out how he's doing. And it's always good. It's always good just to know that, particularly in baseball, you have a bad game one day, you have a good game one day, and you just kind of move on to the next day. You know, it's not like the NFL, for instance, the National Football League, where maybe you'll have a bad game and you got a week to wait before you can redeem yourself, or you just got a long time between games. And baseball guys are tremendous guys. I had a opportunity a few days ago to watch the Indianapolis Indians play the Syracuse Chiefs. And in Indianapolis, the bullpen, both bullpens are just separated by about a 3-foot wall, 4-foot wall from the stand. So when you're sitting in the first row out in the right field or left field, you can talk to the players. And just had an opportunity to talk to some players I really didn't know, some players from the Syracuse Chiefs this time, and just had a great conversation. Just an opportunity. In fact, I had my grandson with me, and they were able to not only sign some autographs, but they actually gave him a bat. And I think the player that did that was named Kaiboom. That's his real name. Spencer Kaiboom, who's a catcher. And we also met a guy named John Sims. So I want to take an opportunity to say a special thanks to those guys. And they kind of represent what you don't hear about in baseball, and that's the fact that there's just a lot of Christian athletes and a lot of Christian baseball players. In fact, when I look at the Indianapolis Indians roster, I realized that there's probably 4 or 5 guys on that roster. Todd Cunningham, Clay Holmes, Casey Sadler, Daniel Nava, and, of course, Jacob Stallings, all guys that I know have a strong Christian testimony. And so we can praise the Lord for that. And you just keep praying for these guys. And it's the same thing is true, not just with the Indianapolis team, but with other teams. A lot of Christian athletes out there, and that's what we want to do here at Face to Face. We want to let you know about who those guys are. So be sure and pray for them. And same thing is true when you get to the majors. We just recently did a blog on Scooter Jeanette, second baseman for the Cincinnati Reds, a guy that became a Christian about 3 or 4 years ago, was on fire for the Lord. Ted Barrett, one of the umpires. Somebody just sent me a picture of the 4 umpires before a game recently with their heads bowed, praying together at home plate before they went out and did their job. So we just want you to know there's a lot of strong spirituality in sports. And sometimes the only thing you read about in the papers or see on the TV or on the web is the bad things that players are doing. There's a lot of good going on. We want you to know about it. Well, this goes along with our verse today, and the verse we want to give you is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, and here's what it says: "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." See, that's just about like baseball. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Fantastic passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. And hope that you're praying for these guys. Hope that you're praying for Face to Face, and hope you realize that even though the media kind of portrays the world as being a pretty dark and evil place, Jesus Christ is on the throne and God is still in control. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face. We'll be right back.